For updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanik.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 21st of July, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's Old Friends Day on Dave Radio, as we have visits from two frequent guests from the past. Patrick Spencer from Coldwater Road dropping by on his way up to the Caribou for the Arts Wells Festival of All Things Art next month. And screenwriter Chris Elkstrand will be here to talk about his latest feature, Funeral Day, playing this week at the VIF. Plus the call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Chris Elkstrand is sitting right across from me. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Thanks for dropping by.
It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to see you again.
Yeah. So you're a local filmmaker, a writer, director, a songwriter, a bon vivant, man about town, raconteur.
I do some of those things. Yes, I do.
We'll tick off a few of those boxes. Yeah. So, but you have written a feature that is going to be showing in town next week.
Yes, that's right. It's called Funeral Day. I'm really excited that we've got the screening in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Basically, this is a low-budget film that's been going around and doing really well at a lot of micro-budget festivals throughout the United States. It's won some awards, been nominated for a lot of awards at these festivals. The director is a UBC grad, John Weinberg, graduated from the theater department, and he made this movie in L.A. I wrote it, and... And now it's screening in Vancouver.
You've got a Vancouver writer, a Vancouver director. You've got some Vancouver actors in it too.
Lots of hometown heroes in there. Tyler Labine does. I mean, everybody who knows Ty loves Ty. He is so funny in this thing. Yeah. We've got Jed Reese, who people know from obviously the Chris Isaak Show and from Deadpool. Ty Runyon, who is also a hometown hero, currently in Paris shooting, I think, the third season of Versailles. He's in there. John is a dual citizen who grew up in Minneapolis but graduated UBC and spent a lot of time here. He's got a lot of connections here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of
so that's a pretty good talent pool for a micro-budget film.
Well, yes, and that's just the Vancouver people. The Susie Nakamura, who's on Dr. Ken, ABC's Dr. Ken. You know, Ken Jeong, he used to be on Community. Now he's got his own show called Dr. Ken. Susie plays his wife, and she's been on Veep and stuff. So she's in there. And Dominic Raines, who was in the cult. Feminist Iranian vampire western called Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, a very successful cult film from a few years ago. He was in that, and in 2016 won Best Actor at the Tribeca Film Festival for a film that he made with James Franco. So and he is hilarious in this as well. It's fantastic.
Great. So what's the story? What's it all about?
The story is really about a guy freaking out on the day of his friend's funeral. And he awakes. The friend died from cancer. It is a comedy, but this is a setup. The friend died from cancer. This guy, Scott, wakes up, finds what he thinks might be a lump on his testicle, decides not to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
And instead, in this amount of time it would have taken him to go to the funeral, he is committed to changing his life. So he goes and tries to propose to an ex-girlfriend. He tries to record an album in a friend's home studio. He quits his job. He does all this in the span of about 3 hours.
So, like, the need to complete the bucket list suddenly becomes very urgent.
It becomes very urgent, and, you know, as anybody knows, when you lose people, that makes the fact that the clock is ticking seem that more... it's just that more immediate.
Yeah, and, especially when it's a contemporary and it's kind of sudden.
So that's what it's about. But it is a comedy. He has, basically, the movie is him having a series of interactions with different people. So his weird neighbor who he gets to feel his testicles. The wife of the guy with the home studio. A friend of his who's a realtor. He has all these things. Some of the people are successful. Most of his friends are more successful human beings than he is, and that contributes to his anxiety.
Where did he come up with these ideas?
It's interesting. I mean, I was thinking about that, and ideas come from so many different places, and a lot of the things. I mean, one thing about Scott is that he's not the most selfless character. I mean, he becomes everything is processed through what does this mean to my experience, and to be honest, I kind of identify somewhat with that. Mm-hmm. And nobody loves going to funerals. It's maybe better than going to weddings. I was just thinking about what happens to me when somebody dies and the sort of thought process that you go through. Am I going to go to this funeral? Where is it? Is it easy to get to? I don't have a car, so that sometimes impacts on whether I'm going to make
transit
it.
Route.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, man, taking
Will anyone notice if I'm not there?
I try to be really good. I went to so many funerals when I was a kid, and I feel like kind of funeraled out.
Yeah.
None of them were, like, close, but they're all, like, family members that I didn't really know that well because I was just a kid, and so I just went to tons of them. I feel a little maybe burnt out on it as an adult. Anyway, so you just kind of process these things. I also really like low-budget films, and I started playing around with this idea of somebody skipping a funeral, and what would they do? Why would they do that? And it started coming into focus as this thing where there's, obviously, it's a loaded situation. There's a lot of inherent drama, a lot of pressure on the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is a really great setup for a low-budget movie because it's a series of these scenes, and I like long scenes. So it allowed me to have, like, a story happening, but to also kind of lay out in some of these scenes because, you know, there's what he's looking for, and then there's the pushback from the people that he approaches for to either ask them to marry him or sell him an apartment or any of these things that he tries to do. So It just kind of came together like that. And one thing I've been mindful of is Funeral Day is maybe not the most enticing titles of people. The idea was that it was like Snow Day.
Yeah.
You know, you take a take a break. But everybody gets Snow Day. They don't necessarily get Funeral Day. And it is a comedy. It's a pretty dark comedy, but it is a comedy. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying about titles. I'm actually working on a comedy for the Fringe Festival called Obit.
Ah.
Which is all about what we say about people in their obituaries compared to how we felt about them in real life. So we have to keep explaining, yes, it's a comedy. It's funny. It's going to be fun. Yeah,
I've had that with certain things. You know, I did a play a couple years ago. I can't remember if I came out and talked about it or not. I feel like I might have called Ramifications of a Particular Crash, which doesn't sound like a comedy.
We didn't talk about that.
I think it's hilarious, but... Yeah. And a lot of people who saw it thought it was hilarious, but anybody who reviewed it in town was like, what made them think that this was funny? This, however, is funny. I think Ramifications of a Particular Crash is about the sort of fallout of a vehicular manslaughter of you know, 17-year-old. It doesn't sound like it's going to be that funny, but...
But you have a way.
Managed to be.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
you have your way. Yeah. So it's called Funeral Day, and it's playing at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street. And when is it a one-night only thing?
It's a one screening, and it's Wednesday at 8:40.
Yeah.
There's an awesome-looking movie that plays before. It's not a double feature, but Dawson City, Frozen Time,
mm-hmm.
Which has a bunch of unearthed footage from... Dawson City from a long time ago.
Yes, I heard about this. It was some old film that had been preserved in the permafrost, I think.
I think that's what it is, yeah. And I mean, it looks absolutely incredible. So you could go see that and buy yourself a ticket for Funeral Day as well.
There you go.
John, the director, producer, star, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. So you can give us your feedback. And we're trying to see if it works out for... some of the other folks, the local folks, to be there as well. But it kind of depends on what their work schedule is like. So I can't make any promises on that.
But you can you promise that you'll be there anyway.
I can promise that I will be there.
All right. So we got it posted or shared on the Dave Radio Facebook page, too. So there's more information
on that. Is
that
where we get tickets? That sounds good.
I think, through the Facebook page, there's a link to the Van City Theater, the VIF theater to buy tickets. And,
perfect.
Hopefully people will come out and really excited to bring it to Vancouver. So
magnificent. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We are going to, we're going to play one of your songs right now.
Oh.
Yes. Just for fun. Cause I always look for a good excuse to play this one. This is from... what the heck was the name of that album?
Was it Songs of the Sad Sax
Volume
1?
Songs of the Sad Sax Volume 1. Yeah. Yeah, and it's the last track on the song. Last track on the disc.
Dude, I just got your message. What's up?
You know that dance we're having in a fortnight?
Oh yeah, I've been blowing up balloons all week.
Dude, there's one more thing you gotta do. And if you don't do it, the dance is gonna be awful.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance.
Great idea!
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance.
Some girls in yoga.
God in you. If you'll acknowledge the God in me, all you got to do is say,
Namaste!
And that's it. I like the way it just ends. Yeah. It always catches me off guard. So Patrick Spencer is also in the room.
Yes, sir. It's nice to be back here.
Yeah.
In the room with windows, rather than we were discussing the old building.
Yeah.
Back when I was in undergrad here. Oh, so long ago.
That's right. We've been here 2 years now? Yeah.
Yeah. No, when Stephanie and I were here last year, we were
That's right.
You know, down in here.
Yeah.
With you. So it feels good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
We were just talking as the song was playing about the Art Wells Festival.
Arts Wells.
So
yeah.
Why don't you just say everything you were saying before the mic
I
was
recorded
turned.
It on my phone. I'll just press play. Yeah, no, I'm very excited. My band, Coldwater Road, and I will be performing at the Arts Wells Festival this year. It's the first year that we're going to be playing there.
Yeah.
And I'm returning to the songwriting workshop, which Island Mountain Arts puts on the week prior to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm returning for the second year, and I submitted a song. They have a contest that they open up to anybody, and you can submit a song to try and, and if you're one of the winners, they'll pay for your entry, and
wow.
You can even get a little bursary, or if you win, you can get an interview in BC Musician Magazine and a spot at the festival. And anyway, so they I had a song that I submitted this year called Photographs, about a train robber, and it came runner up. But since it was the second year in a row that I've submitted a runner up song, they gave me a spot to play this year. So
wow,
yeah,
that's,
so
that's
I'm
fantastic.
Very very
well
grateful.
Done. Well done indeed.
It's if anyone who's ever been to Arts Wells knows that it's a very, very special weekend. This
mm-hmm.
this beautiful little town just
It's up in the Caribou.
It's up in the Caribou, yeah. It's just
Wells, BC.
Just east Wells is just east of Quesnel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just down the road from Wells is the historic Barkerville mining village.
Right.
And yeah, this tiny.
So you're in Gold Rush country.
Gold Rush country, yes.
Yeah.
So I've been brushing up on some Gold Rush books,
yeah.
Trying to get in Gold Rush frame of mind, because I figure that'd be a good time to write about, you know,
yeah.
The Gold Rush,
yeah,
up in the Caribou.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff you like to write about, anyways.
Yeah,
you
know, still on this history kick and this outlaw kick, and yeah. I'm still fascinated in like British Columbia's interior and northern history with
mm-hmm.
these huge events that happened that. You know, for some reason, the most interesting parts when I went through school were kind of glossed over. And I always thought that Canadian and BC history was kind of boring. And,
yeah.
But not the case at all. So I'm a late history student coming around for a second pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you get up there, you said there's going to be a songwriting workshop.
Yeah, there's a workshop that happens from the 1st to the 4th of August.
Right.
And this year it's facilitated by O. Susanna, Don Kerr, and Paul Linklater, all Canadian musicians. They all have amazing resumes.
Yeah. And this is something that's open to the public?
It's open to the public.
Yeah.
I believe you can still register. I ran into a friend of mine the other day at Nat Bailey Stadium, and he said there was still one spot left. So maybe he's going to take it, and I'll see him again. But if not, there might be one spot left. You can check out Island Mountain Arts Songwriting Contest for the Arts Wells Festival.
Okay.
If you Google that, you should find it.
Yeah.
But
then after the workshop, then the festival itself opens up.
Yeah, the festival and the town kind of blossoms into this festival where people are camped all over town, and there's just people wandering around playing music for 4 days. And it's something else.
Yeah, and it's not just music. There's a whole range of artists.
Yeah, there's theatrical performances. There's visual artists who come. There's all sorts of things, spoken
mm-hmm.
spoken word, poets.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah,
just everything everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
And then your band Coldwater Road will be playing up there as well.
We'll be playing up there, yeah. And as one of the highlights of the summer, we have a couple of shows in town. We're going to be in Squamish tomorrow night playing for the Arc'teryx Climbing Festival.
Uh-huh.
And then in August, we're going to be at the Harmony Arts Festival in West Vancouver on August 12th. And Van Dusen Gardens on August 13th.
Wow, great. So you brought your guitar along.
I did. I happened to bring it.
You were, yeah.
Oh, this old thing?
So was there a particular reason that you brought it?
I like playing songs, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. That's why I do it. And I thought maybe we could play a song. Maybe I'll play the song that I submitted
for the contest this year.
That would be great.
You and I were, I think last time we were talking a little bit about Bill Minor, the train robber.
Yeah.
And I think we had played a song. Well, we had written two songs about him. This is the more recent of them. This is a song called Photographs. You want me to rip into it right now?
You go right ahead.
All right. This is a song about getting out of prison and having to keep up with the times in order to, keep up with your profession. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. And with a short and swarthy poet out home in the outdoors, and a teacher from Ontario with bad tuberculosis, casually you traveled in the country south of Kamloops to the cowboys and the families you were prospecting for gold. Well-dressed and generous, these people call you George, well-mannered with the ladies and well-spoken by the whores. Recently departing some unpleasantries in Portland, the Pinkertons had gone and put your face upon a poster. Times had changed. Corporations owned the mines and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. And Harshman had survived. His blood was on your coat. You had left some things behind when they arrested Charlie Hohen. You were branded as a bandit, so you headed for the border. The oyster beds would have to go and find another foreman. For 30 years imprisoned now, you'd never lost your focus. You had learned a little patience when the others would have broken, and you had to change your name again to live out in the open, and you had to find a better way to halt the locomotive. Times had changed. Corporations owned the mines and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents. Very inconvenient in the hour of escape. They'll never know what hit 'em. I know the car they keep the safe in. But times had changed. Corporations owned the mines and the gold was moved on trains. And the trains had spread the homesteads into all the hiding places. Telegraphs in every town, people reading papers, photographs in the hands of the agents. Photographs in the hands of the agents.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, you're talking about the historical fascination with BC and Western Canadian history and that. And it reminded me of a conversation I just heard on another podcast about It was around Canadian film and television, and about how we seem to be telling other people's stories. That if you, you know, there's like, you know, cop shows and doctor shows and stuff that are shot in Vancouver or in Toronto with primarily Canadian actors and crew and stuff, and they're either telling us setting it in Seattle or somewhere else, or they've just sort of put it in this generic place that could be anywhere, and missing the opportunity to tell our stories. And when you started talking about Barkerville and the Gold Rush, yeah, and that, I was just thinking, you know, we could do our own Deadwood.
Totally.
You know, our own, and it wouldn't be the same. It would be a different experience.
Yeah, there's plenty of material in this province,
yeah,
to do a show like that, yeah, I think.
Great.
I mean, I've only dipped into, yeah, some stories here and there. Dipped my toe into, but you know, like, there's certain stories that I think, yeah, just people, they just didn't get the coverage.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't make it into the textbooks. Maybe because a lot of the issues were controversial, and I, you know, we've had a very controversial history in this province as well.
Yeah.
Where we all know, and but it's also time, I think, and we can't ignore that. We have to, you know.
Yeah.
Bring it up and discuss it, because even some of those issues that were back then are still issues today. And
yeah, you know, yeah, and they've been kind of pushed down and suppressed, and now they're, you know, starting to bubble up again. And
yeah,
and the issues are, you know, need to be discussed.
Yeah, times have changed, so, but they're still,
yeah,
yeah.
So through song and through film, we'll find a way to tell the stories.
Yeah.
All right, the Arts Wells Festival of All Things Art.
There you go.
Is happening in the beginning of August, August 4th to 7th in Wells and Barkerville. And Coldwater Road is playing in Squamish tonight, you said?
Tomorrow night.
Saturday,
yeah,
night.
Yeah, for the Arc'teryx Climbing Festival.
Oh.
Yeah, big outdoor stage. We're going to be there from 8:30 till 10, playing two sets.
Wow, great.
It's a big six-piece band, so
yeah,
we'll be making
Whereabouts is it?
It's down like at the end of Main Street. There's a park there with a big, like a permanent band shell.
Oh, yeah.
You can't miss it. It's right, mm-hmm, right in downtown Squamish.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah. It's great to be back, Dave.
All right.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you.
Good luck with your film. I'm hoping to make it there on Wednesday.
Awesome. Be great to see you.
Yeah.
Experience Thunderbird. A collaboration between Arioza and Sparkles Slulim Eagle Sound Dancers. This unique event presents a mix of traditional Squamish drumming and dancing and contemporary aerial dance. This free performance takes place in the promenade of the Vancouver Public Library from 2 to 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, July 23rd. Visit arioza.com/events for more details.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Friday, the 28th of July, come out to enjoy an evening in Damascus. A city as old as time is visiting you here in Vancouver, bringing authentic Syrian food, belly dancing, and storytelling, all in support of queer Syrian refugees in their journey to Canada. Hosted by Syrian activist and author Danny Ramadan at the Roundhouse on Friday, the 28th of July. Doors open at 7 and find tickets on Facebook and Eventbrite for an evening in Damascus.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at
Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Doug Andrew, Circus and Flames, and they are going to be. This is the opening track off their brand new CD release called. The CD is called Outside America. The song is called The Baptist, and there's going to be a CD release party next week at the Anza Club, which is at 8th in Ontario, and so on Friday, July 28th. Northern Electric proudly presents Circus and Flames CD release party for Outside America at the Anza Club. The Circus and Flames will perform their original garage string band music of the Canadian South with songs from their latest recording Outside America as well as some of their original favorites. Special guest is the Minimalist Jug Band. And it's an early show. Music starts at 8:30. Admission is only $10, but no minors, please. And if you want more information, you can go to DougAndrewMusic.com or check out the link on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And we've also, we're well into the fifth annual Summer Repertory Festival of the Ensemble Theatre Company. We talked about it last week with Rebecca Walters. She is in a play called A Prayer for Owen Meany, which is happening tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Masterclass, the one about Stalin and his favorite composers, Prokofiev and Shostakovich. And that is, as I said, tomorrow night. And then Sunday matinee for, excuse me, I had to cough and shut off the mic at the same time. In the next room, the Vibrator play is the third play that's going on. So three plays in repertory at the Jericho Arts Center all summer long until mid-August. I think August 2016th or something is the last day. 18th, there we go. So if you want to know more information, you can go to ensembletheatrecompany.ca or the Jericho Arts Center website or Dave Radio Facebook page. We've got a link on there, too. So in the next room, A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving and Masterclass by David Palno, all happening this summer with the Ensemble Theatre Company. Here's the group that is number one on the CITR playlist this week. It's Shrouded Amps. We'll be right back. On now at Pacific Theater in Vancouver, 12th and Hemlock, Resonance Theater Collective presents Lion in the Streets, directed by Bronwyn Carradine. It's a story of Isabel, a 9-year-old Portuguese girl who is roaming around her neighborhood lost and frightened. She observes a series of interconnected episodes that gives graphic glimpses into the desperate and unsettled lives of the strangers in her community. With no distinction between reality and fantasy, Isabel is drawn into a dreamlike state to consider the power of compassion, forgiveness, and redemption. It's written by Judith Thompson, and she says of her own work, it's this animal we all have tucked away in the corner of our subconscious, and it's very frightening to see the cage unlocked. It's happening at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, and it goes until next weekend. So it runs today and tomorrow, and then also next Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $17 in advance, $20 at the door. If you want to know more, you can go to resonancetheater.info, or you can go to Pacific Theater, and they will link you to that for more information. And I just ran out of things to say. I got something else here for you, though. I talked about that. Here we go. Opera Opulenza is doing Tales of Hoffman by Jacques Offenbach. And that is happening at the York Theater on Commercial Drive tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15 to $48. You can find out more by going to tickets.theculch.com. The story of Tales of Hoffman is it takes place in a crowded tavern where a poet named Hoffman, urged on by his fellow drinkers, recounts the stories of his wildest, most outrageous loves and losses. First performed after the death of its composer, Les Contes de Hoffman is a masterful riot of characters and intrigue brought to life by a stellar cast. Opera Opulenza's production of Les Contes de Hoffman reveals a world of danger, delirium, and desire. So that, as I said, happening at the York this weekend, 7 o'clock shows tonight and tomorrow night. And you can get more information by going to operaopulenza.ca.
Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Hey, it's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews and musicians and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And starting things off, our pals Chris Adams and Eric Gao are putting together a show for The Fringe. Now, you may have heard that I'm going to be doing a Fringe show this year. I might have mentioned it once or twice or three or four times. But I'm not adverse to helping my friends promote their fringe shows too. So Eric and Chris are doing a thing called Gutenberg the Musical, and it's all about the guy who invented the printing press and gave us the Gutenberg Bible and all that kind of stuff. They're looking for sponsors, and they have an Indiegogo page. And you can sponsor them starting at a $50 level, which will get you 2 tickets to the show, 2 fringe memberships, and 2 reserved VIP seats. And it will change the fringe game to see a show this way. So there you go. $50 right there. That's definitely worth it. For another $25, they will add your name to the show. And for $100, you can be in the show. You get to join them up on stage for the finale. So help them out. Become a sponsor today. There is an Indiegogo page all about it. And we've got that linked on the Dave Radio page as well. Right now they're looking for, they have actually passed their goal. So they must have set a low goal. But you can still help sponsor them. There's a $100 level, a $10 level, a $55, and a $75 level. And it's Gutenberg the Musical. It's going to be on at the Fringe this year. So help spread the word and help sponsor the show. Also for the Fringe, Devin McKinley has a show called Zex, which is going to be at the Fire Hall during the Fringe. And the Fringe, by the way, goes from the 7th to 17th. Every time I mention the Fringe, people always say, when is the Fringe this year? It's the 7th to the 17th of September. Here's a little hint. The Fringe always starts the first Thursday after Labor Day. So it's the 7th of September this year, and then goes for a week and a half. So it's 10 days. 7th to 17th. That's all you need to know right now. Zex is happening in the Fire Hall, and they're doing auditions this weekend. It's a musical that follows 6 characters whose different beliefs about intimacy and relationships clash in bars and bedrooms. They're looking for actors who can also have an ability to sing and or play an instrument. Limitations to casting, examples gender, race, age, are not specified by the script. There's no gender-specific pronouns, and the embodiment of the character depends on the actor playing them. So it's open to everybody. Auditions will be held all weekend, starting today and going until Sunday, and time slots are assigned based on availability. So if you're not available to make it this weekend, but you're still interested in the show, then they'll find a time for you. So if you want to find out more about it, Devin's email address is Devin McKinley, and that's DevonMacKinlay at hotmail.com, and book yourself in an audition for Zex at the Fringe. Another big deal coming up in the fall, of course, is CITR Shindig, which is our Battle of the Bands. I look for the best new local bands in Vancouver, and we've been doing this for 34 years now, and we're looking for, still looking for more bands. So there's always new bands popping up, and we want to put them on our stage. Musicians and bands of all shapes, sizes, and genres. If you enter and win Shindig, you get studio time, mastered tracks, and a feature in Discorder magazine, along with merchandise, production, and showcase opportunities. So if you want to submit, you send your submission information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com, or you can drop stuff off in person right here at CITR in the Student Nest. Now, when you make a submission, make sure you include a demo of original material, stuff you've written yourself. It can be recorded any way you can record it, as long as it's a format that we can play, and we'll accept links to SoundCloud or Bandcamp sites. You can send in some MP3s, or give us a CD, give us a cassette, whatever you got. We're able to play it here. Minimum of 3 songs, please, and contact information. So we need your email and phone number. That's it. Just 3 songs, and your name and your email and your phone number, and then you're submitted to Shindig. If you got other stuff like photos, bios, other information, it's not required, but we'll take a look at them. We won't reject you because you submitted a bio. You know, come on. Deadline is September the 1st, and once again, the email address for it is shindig.submissions@gmail.com. It's a Zoo Productions, the award-winning company, site-specific productions, is doing a new play by David James Brock called Wet. That's happening in April of next year, and they're holding auditions this coming week on July the 26th at the Progress Lab at 1422 William. This is the Canadian premiere of an award-winning in-your-face play set during the height of Canada's involvement in the Afghan War. The play will be set in a site-specific location in a basement suite. So it'll be a very intimate location. I haven't seen a play in someone's house before, but I have been in hotel rooms and apartments and that. So it can be very close. Now, there is a warning. The play does contain graphic sexuality, nudity, and disturbing images and violence. So please submit only if you are comfortable with this kind of production. And they encourage submissions from all artists of all diverse backgrounds. If you want to find out more, the company is called It's a Zoo, I-T-S-A-Z-O-O, and it's itsazoo.org. Another great local production company that's always doing new and exciting things is Geekenders. And they are going to be doing a new musical based on Back to the Future. It's called How I Met My Mother. And it's going to be at the Rio Theater in December. The auditions are at the end of the month on July 29th and 30th at Boo La La Costumes in North Vancouver. You don't have to be age appropriate, just as long as you're funny and have a good grasp on the characters, since this show is a parody. And please note that they're looking for experienced actors, singers, and dancers for this show. And the roles of Lorraine, Biff, and George have already been cast, but there's still plenty of great characters to play in the Back to the Future musical. White Rock Players Club doing their Christmas panto, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and that'll be on November 28th to December 30th at the Coast Capital Theater in White Rock, 1532 Johnson Road. They have done a lot, most of their casting, but there's still four characters they need to fill. One is Angel, who is immaculate and graceful. There is Frollo, who is sinister, scheming, and conniving. There's Captain Phobius, a mix between Wesley from Princess Bride and Inspector Clouseau, and Fleur-de-Lis, infatuated yet a bit ditzy. These characters are written as the gender specified, but they encourage all gender identities to submit. They want the best actor they can find for the role, no matter what. And it's a panto, so, you know, there's lots of gender and sex role reversals. So go out and have some fun. They're also in need of stage crew, carpenters, costumers, set directors, props, jugglers, sewers, mimes, and all the rest of it. So it's the White Rock Players Club on Johnson Road. Check them out for more information on that. Royal Canadian Theatre doing Hound of the Baskervilles. That's going on in October, and doing a tour of the Fraser Valley, Surrey, Maple Ridge, Vancouver, New West, and possibly Port Coquitlam. The auditions are next weekend, July 29th, at the studio in Surrey, and they just need someone with strong comedic skills, both verbally and physically. Metro Theatre has their production of Calendar Girls coming up. The show is going to be on in October. The auditions are coming up soon, July 24th and 25th. So that's, I think, Monday and Tuesday at Metro Theatre. They need English accents for that one. And finally, another panto. It's the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, a musical theatre company, doing Little Mermaid, the panto. And that is going to be on stage in November at the Surrey Arts Centre. The auditions are in August. And looking for anyone ages 8 and up. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And we got time for, not much. I think that's it. I think our show is done. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Special thanks to Chris Elkston and Patrick Spencer for dropping by. Chris's movie Funeral Day is going to be at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street Wednesday night, and Coldwater Road are performing in Squamish tomorrow night, and then heading up to the Caribou for the Weld Arts Festival. If you stick around, Fresh Slice is up next. They just walked in the door, followed by Radio Zero 2, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette, presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.